There are more than 150 abandoned homes in Watertown. A new report finds homes in the city can be empty for months, even years, before the bank takes them over. WRVO's Julia Botero reports.
Vacant homes have become such a problem in Watertown. The city council has had trouble wrapping their heads around what to do. Brian Phelps, the city assessor, visited hundreds of empty homes and pored over stacks of paperwork to figure out why these homes were abandoned.
As many vacant homes as there are as many individual stories.
But Phelps says he did find a common scenario. It goes like this. A person buys a home in Watertown, but 2 or 3 years later, they need to move away. Often they're military who must relocate to another Army base.
But once they leave, the time on market to sell their house is not financially viable for them, to make that many payments while the property is for sale.
Or the house just doesn't sell. Some homeowners try to rent their property, but that could be hard to do if they don't live nearby. After some time, that homeowner stops making payments. Penny savers start piling up on the porch, the roof might start to sag, and over time, neighbors consider that home a nuisance. Phelps says in the last 2 years, home values in Watertown have been steadily going down.
And this is definitely a factor when you look at the market as a whole, that there are these problem properties out there that people cannot afford to stay in.
To answer the question of why this is happening, you have to look back a few years. In 2008, when the housing market collapsed across the country, home values in Watertown stayed steady. As an influx of soldiers arrived at Fort Drum, Jefferson County and Watertown leaders asked developers to build lots of new homes. Today, selling a home is harder because there's a lot more choice.
Well, the reason that you can't put a house on the market and sell it in 3 months is because there is an overabundance of supply and a lack of demand.
Phelps says a new state law is forcing banks to deal with abandoned or so-called zombie homes before they start becoming a problem. In the meantime, it's up to the city council to decide if there's anything else they can do to stop this problem from getting worse. For WRVO News, I'm Julia Botero in Watertown.